Okay, here we go in Sefer Ezra, Perek Vav. We are up to, as we pointed out, it's fascinating that Ezra HaSofer has not appeared yet in this Sefer. He'll appear, Bez Hashem, next Perek, he'll come onto the scene. But this Perek, we still continue with the story that we have been talking about, that the Beis HaMikdash has been restarted, but then there was some that complained to Daryavesh and said, wait a minute, who gave the Bnei Yisrael permission to rebuild the Mikdash? And the Jews, they asked the Jews, and the Jews said, and the Yehudim said, Zerubbabel, and Yeshua said, check the records. Check the records of Bavel, of Paras, and you'll see that years ago, 18 years ago, there was permission given to us to build a mikdash. So in this parak, we find that they did a search, and they did discover a document that said that Bnei Yisrael have the permission to rebuild the mikdash. And therefore, Daryavesh reinstates that decree, and he says nobody should get near the people that are building it. He tells these people that sent a letter to him, that Tatnai Pachas and Shasar Boznai, he said to them, stay away from them, stay away from the Jews, let them build their Mikdash, because it's the house of God, they want to give Karbanos, and if anybody dares to stop them, then I will take a log or a piece of wood from their house, and I'll hang them on that piece of wood, and their house will be destroyed. So everybody stay away, and let them build the Mikdash. And the parakeet continues that the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu HaNavi of 70 years for the third day of Adar, they started the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, and they gave karbanos, and they had tremendous simcha, and they set up the Mishmaros again of the Kohanim and Levim, and then a month later, they had Pesach. They had Karban Pesach. Everybody was taught to eat the Karban Pesach. All the people who came back, imagine the simcha they had the first time that they had a Beis HaMikdash with the Karban Pesach in many years, in 70 years, since the Chorban, because they were given permission. So that's the Perek, and now let's go back and discuss the details. Beidai and Daryavesh Malka, some tame. So Daryavesh issued a decree. Uvakaru, he said, search. Right, he got the letter from the Jews that said, you have to search for the decree. We have permission. Uvakaru bebei sifraya, he searched in the record books, in the libraries. Diganzaya mahachten tama bebavel. They looked in Bavel. They couldn't find anything in Bavel. Vehishtakach ba'achmasan. They finally found something in a pouch. Bebirta di bemadai medinta. That was in the palace in Madai. Megillah Chada, v'chein seh begavah dechrona. This is what it said in that place. What do you mean? Why? What's Bavel here and Mada here? So explains the Malbim, as the Malbim, again, is crucial on all of these prakim. The Malbim explains that originally the Bavel, the city, Babylon, there was a city, there was a capital city. That's where the city was. That's where originally all the records were kept. And that's where Koresh sent the document and the letter from. The problem was that after him, later on, Ahasuerus, as we know, the Medrash tells us, moved his throne to Shushan. Remember, the Medrash tells us that, the Gra points this out, the Medrash tells us that he wanted a throne like Shlomo HaMelech's, and the greatest artisans in his countries were in Shushan. So he had them build this humongous throne, and they said, okay, bring it to me, to Bavel. They're like, well, we can't move it, it's too big. He's like, okay, so I'll move there. So he moved to Shushan in order to be on his throne. So the whole capital moved. So now then they're back, so things get lost in the process. And it could be, the Yochol Lios, says the Malbim, Ki Haman Ha'agagi, Yishaya HaMishneh, Hevedes HaMichtav Alaz. The Haman and all the enemies of the Jews tried to hide this document, Shulutobas HaYehudim, V'lo Nimsa B'Bavel, V'ya Me'ashgachas Hashem, She'nimsa B'Yerabira Shehi, Atah b'madai Megillah Ktana. They found a little letter that referred to the decree. It wasn't even the original. It was a short allusion and reminding what exactly happened. Shezen nishar b'madai kamosha yisham sefer hazachronos. That's why it says here they searched for it in Bavel and they found it in Madai. And what did it say there? Bishtaschad al Koresh Malka. It said on that document that in the first year of Koresh, 18 years ago, Koresh Malka, sometime he gave a decree, Beis Elaka b'Yerushalayim, Baisa Yisbenei, the house of God in Yerushalayim should be rebuilt. Asar Didovchin Divchin, the place where sacrifices are brought. V'ushoi Misovalin, and its foundation should be made strong. Rumei Amin Shisen, it gives the dimensions. It's very specific. Rumei Amin Shisen, Psoi Amin Shisen, 60 wide, 60 long. So the permission was given. Interesting, he calls the Beis HaMikdash the house. Asar didavchen divchen. He characterizes it as the place where karbanos are brought. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What exactly is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the whole purpose? You would say it in a word. So the Rambam tells in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Karbanos, like it says here in the Pasuk. It's a praise to bring Karbanos, to serve Hashem through Avoda. Mitzvah Asay, says the Rambam, La'asos Bayis Lashem, Muchan Lios Makrivim Bo'a Karbanos. A house of Hashem that's ready to bring Karbanos. V'chogigin Elav Shalosh Pamim Bashana, and B'nai Yisrael should gather there 3 times a year. Shenemar Basuli Mikdash, V'kfar Nisparis B'tora, Mishkan Sh'asa Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hayi Lafi Shah, that was just momentary. Shenemar Ki Lovasa Banata, and the Rambam goes through the 6 stages of history based on the last parak of Mishnayos and Maseches Zvachim. But again, he says, Makrivim bo Karbanos. Karbanos and Aliyah L'Regel. If you look at the Ramban, as we know, talks about this in the Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, and also in his Hakdama to Parshas Truma, where the Ramban talks about the purpose of the Mishkan, which is Mikdash. Vihine, says the Ramban, Heim Kedoshim Re'uyim Shiyeh Lehem Mikdash Lahashra Shechina Sobenan. They need a place that there could be Hashras Hashechina. V'lachain Siva Tchila Dvar HaMishkan Shiyeh Lo Bayis Pesochem Mekudash L'Shmo. V'sham Yedaber Moshe, have a Mishkan, and Moshe will be spoken to by Hashem there. V'yitzav es b'nei Yisrael, v'yikir ha-chefetz u'b'mishkan, makam nuchas ha-shechina. And the center of the Mishkan, of course, is the Aron where the Shechina is. And we continue a few lines later, v'soda Mishkan, she'yakavad asher shachan al har Sinai, shochein alav b'nistar. It should be a hemshich of the har Sinai experience. V'haya b'mishkan tamid im Yisrael ha-kavad shenir alav har Sinai. They should always keep that experience going. And that's the Beis HaMikdash too. The Beis HaMikdash is a hemshich of Harsina. That's very different than a makom of Akrabas Karbanos. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says it's supposed to be a hemshich of Harsinai. So one might want to generalize this, that often there are a number of machlokos between the Rambam and the Ramban having to do with Kedusha. Who, and the source of the Kedusha. The Rambam always says the source of Kedusha is man. And the Ramban often says the source of Kedusha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, what makes this Makam Kadosh? So the Ramban says, Harsinai. Harsinai, Hashem came down to B'nai Yisrael. The Rambam says, HaKravas Karbanos. HaKravas Karbanos, we make it Kadosh. But that's the pasuk here, Bayis Yisbenei, Asar Di Dovchin Divchin. So we continue now. This is the letter that was found. Koresh had given them permission, Nidbachin di Evan Glal Tlasa, and to build stones, Nidbach di Achadas, and it has wood in it, the Nifkasam in Bayis Malka Tisyev, and they should even, some of the expenses should be given from the king's own treasury. Right? Rashi quotes here, what does this mean that there's wood? Rashi quotes that there are a number of layers of wall. So there are outer layers are all stone, and the inner layer is a wood. The Mesudas David says, no, it's one wall, and the lower level is wood, and then a lower level is stone, and then wood, and then stone, and then wood. Each wall is formed in this way. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about why wood. So one would think that, what do you mean, what's the problem? This is how Shlomo HaMelech built it, and this is how he built it too. But the Gemara says it could be that Daryavish wasn't such a great tzaddik. He was given the permission that Koresh had given, but it wasn't exactly, he wasn't in it for total L'shem Shemayim purposes. Says the Gemara, Minalan de'ichmitz, Rosh Hashanah davdalan. De'chziv, how do you know that he became sour, so to speak, that he wasn't always so righteous? And he quotes our pasuk, Nidbachin marble, de'even galal tlasa, v'nidbach di'oh achados, v'nifkasa min beis malka tisyev. Lamele David hachi, why do you make it with wood? Why do you make it with this? So the Gemara says, Savar, yimardu be'yehuda, yekloi benura. I want the wood to be in there, so just in case the Jews rebel, it's easy to light fire. So the Gemara says, Atur Shlomo HaMelech also built with wood. How can you say, oh, this is this bad kavana? He's doing the same thing that Shlomo did. V'haksiv shlosha turei gazis v'tur krusos arazim. So the Gemara says 3 differences between Shlomo's wood and Daryavish's wood. Shlomo avan milamala. Shlomo only had wood up on top. V'iyu avan milamata. And he had wood even on the bottom. Tosas points out, Lav Mikra Darash. We have no idea from a pasuk that Shlomo only made above. Ela Kabbalah Isabafiyan. This was a Kabbalah. So Shlomo only made above. But Daryavish said below, because then he could light the fire. Shlomo Shake Bibinyana. Shlomo recessed it in the binyan. Iyu lo Shake Bibinyana. And he didn't recess it, so it was sticking out, easy to get to. Shlomo Sadi Ebesida. Shlomo covered it with tit and pitch. Iyu lo Sadi Ebesida. And he didn't. He left it open. So that's one of the sources that Daryavish was Achmitz, or Koresh was Achmitz, right? Because this is really Koresh's original statement. Okay, so the Gemara said, the pasuk says that they found this letter. Va'af money beis eloka didava v'kaspa. Then again mentions the kalim di Nebuchadnezzar hanpik min hechal di Yerushalayim. The kalim that Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of Yerushalayim, the heva lebavel and had brought to Bavel, yahasivun gave them over back, v'hav lehechal di Yerushalayim la'asri, and they brought back Yerushalayim to its proper place, v'taches bebeis elaka. And they'll bear, and Kaan continues the letter, now, Daryavesh, which is quoting the Koresh's decree, now says to these people who sent him the message, Kaan tatnai pachas avernara, you guys who sent this letter, shesar boznayu kunavason, afar sachaya divarenara, you governors, Rachikin Havimintamas, stay away. Stay away from the Jews who are rebuilding. Shvuku, leave them alone. La Vidas Besa Lakadach, leave them alone. Pachas Yudoi, Lusav Yudoi, the governors and the elders of the Jews, Besa Lakadain, Yivnon Alastre, they are going to build it. Uminisim Tam, and from me will be the Gzeira. Lamadi Savdunim Savai Yudoi, Ilech, Labinu Besa Lakadach, to explain that they have to build, they are able to build the Besa Migdash. Uminichsim Malka, Timidas Avernara, and from the monies and the expenses will be paid. Asparna, quickly. Nifkasatabi misyahava lagvara ilech tilal batala. Make sure you don't forget any of the details. Umachashchan, and if they're lacking anything, uvenei torin v'dichrin v'imrin, any animals, la'alavan la'lokashmaya, that they give to their God in heaven, chintin, malach, b'chamar, mashach, oil and salt, kimemar, kanai, di v'shalayim, whatever the Kohanim ask for, levi misyev lahom, make sure they get what they need. Yom b'yom, Tilashalu, right, without fail. Tileven mehakrevin ichochin la'alokah l'shmaya, let them bring karbanos and ketores and reich lichoch to their God. Umitzalayin, and they daven l'chayimalko v'noit. They should daven for the king and his children. Ah, so again, Chazal pick up on this. So now we see, was he such l'shem shamayim daryavesh? He says, you know, they should daven for me. Daven for the king and his children. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Dav Dal, right before the Gemara that we just read. So you see from here that he wasn't such a, so great. He had that kavanah. So the Gemara asks, what's so bad about that? The Gemara says, if Jews do that too, that's okay. Uman David achi lamal, you see. If somebody says, do this mitzvah, but have me in mind, daven for me. It's it's not great. Vatanya, didn't we learn? Ha'omer selazulet stucco, bishul sheyichyu b'ni. Somebody gives stucco, so his son has a refuah. Ubishul she'ezker, he lives a long time. Ubishul she'ezker, balachay alaba, harizas adagamur. So what's the problem with Daryavesh saying this? Lo kasha kambi yisrael kabov de kochavim. That's the difference. If a Jew does it, shalol lishma, it's okay. If a guy does it, shalol lishma, it's not okay. Why? Rashi. Kambi yisrael shaliba l'shamayim. Deep down, a Jew is l'shem shamayim. And even if he says that he wants to do it for another reason, deep down, a Jew wants to do it for Hashem. V'merien lo b'chayov eino korei lo tagar. And if he doesn't get what he wanted, he won't just reject God. Elatola yisurin bavono. Aval ove kochavim im'ein mativin lo kigmulo. Korei tagar. But an Ove Kochavim, if you're not mative to him, Korei tagar, he's going to be very upset. What does this mean? If you look at the Mishpat Zazav, he quotes, because when it comes to a Jew, even if it's Shalol Lishma, it's okay. Because deep down, really, deep down, a Jew has the Lishma. Right? Why? Because Yisrael Habirhu, he writes, Ki Yisrael, Ki Briyusam, Hi Lechvod Abar Yisparach. Everything is for, we are created for Hashem. Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lechvodo. And the Neshama HaKadosha Shekayemes B'chaladam Yisrael wrote to the Chafetz V'atzaz Ratzon Baro. Deep down we want to do what Hashem wants. As the Gemara says in Brachas Yizayin, Goli V'yadu Alefanecha. We want to do what you want, Hashem. There's external factors that are keeping us away from you. So even when one says, it's really, those are external. Like the Rambam, he quotes, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin in the end of Perek Beis, that if somebody has to give a get, you're allowed to physically extract it from him and physically extract a rotza ani, because we say that's his real das, and his yetzer hara is overcoming him. And he's hid until he does what he's supposed to do, or he stays away from what he's not supposed to do. Ein ze onus mimenu, elohu anas atzmo b'dayto hara. He is not honest, he's being nanas by the external factors, and that is why the Gemara says there's a difference between what Daryavesh did here. He said it for his family and daven for me, and that was not looked on so positively. Well, if a Jew says, "Avanashi yichya b'ni," it is okay. So we continue. So he said they should daven for me. We continue. Pasuk Yidalef. Umini simteim, and I also say the following decree: Tikolenash diyahashne piskami. Deny anybody who changes this decree. Yisnesach amin baise. We'll take a piece of wood from his house. Uzkef yisbechei aloi. He'll be hung on it. Where did he get this idea from? Somebody will be hanged on the wood from their own house. So, not so long ago, within the past 18 years, was the Purim story. Suggest the Mishpat Zozov. This came from the story of Haman. What did he do? Haman cut off a piece of wood in order to hang Mordechai, and he ended up getting hanged. His boss is a mashagor lahaman arasha shetalu also al koras ha'eitz shehesir mi beso lamatarazu litlos as Mordechai alav vehechin zos laatzmo. And it ended up being for himself. So that's maybe where he got this plan from. And his house will be destroyed. And the God that rests his name there, he knew that Shechina ena betela. Yimaga kol melech va'am dishishlach yadei. The God that has his name resting on the house will cut off any king. Any king that tries to put his hand and change what they're doing. Lashnoya lechabala beisalaka diyad Yerushalayim. Another yavesh. Some is tame as parnes avid. I am the Yavesh, and I hope this is done and fulfilled very quickly. So the Malbim says, not only did he fulfill Koresh's decree that to build it, but he added on, do it quickly. He pushed it to be done. Edayin Tatani, so what happens? Tatani Pachas Avranara, Shisarpo is nice, so these men, Ukunavason, Lakaval di Shlachta, Yavesh Malka. So they did it, they followed his orders. Kineus Barya Vadu, Visavi Udaya Banayinu Matzlachin, so what happens? The Jews, okay, they had this like oomph. And this encouragement. So they went full force. And they were fulfilling and succeeding. B'nevuas Chagai Neviyah. In the Nevuah of Chagai of Zechariah ben Ibar Ido. The Nevuas of Chagai and Zechariah. Uvenov Shachlilu Mintam Elokad Yisrael. And they fortified and they strengthened and they built the building of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means Mintam from the decree of God. From the decree of God. What does that mean? Meaning, it looks like Koresh's decrees, it looks like Dayavish's decrees, but it's really the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this pasuk. Mintam Eloka Yisrael, right? Because that's the narrator talking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really the one that was in charge. And even though maybe we would have been Zochet, the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, we could have been Zochet to Nisim, like the first Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we weren't Zochet. Because Gar Machet, we weren't Zochet, but it was still a Beis HaMikdash, we weren't Zochet to have the it be the eternal one, but we were still Zoche, and that's Mintam Eloka the Yisrael, he was the decree, Umitam, and he gave the decree to Koresh v'Dayavesh, V'atach Shashta, Melech Paras. Rav Schwab points out that, interesting, Chagai is called a Navi here. Chagai Neviyah, Uzachariah Barido. Why is Zachariah called a Navi? So he explains, because Chagai, what did Chagai, his two prakim were all about Bayesheni. So that was fulfilled, so he's called a Navi here. Zachariah was about Bayeshlishi. That was not fulfilled at the time. Wasn't filled yet. V'sheitzia baisa dana ad yom tlasali rachadar, and they worked until, when did they finish? They finished on the third day of Adar. Dihishna sheis l'malchus Daryavish Malka, which was the sixth year of the king of Daryavish, and they made a party and they started doing Chanukah Zemizbeach. Rav Schwab again points out, interesting, why didn't they make a party? Why didn't they make a holiday that day? By Chanukah, when they had a Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, they made a holiday. Purim was Nisan, they made a holiday. Why isn't Gimel Adar? Why isn't Gimel Adar a holiday? Why didn't Chazal make it into a holiday? So Rav Schwab suggests here that maybe it was because they looked at it and they realized this doesn't have the grandeur. It's a Bayesheni, right? Remember we saw earlier they were crying. So maybe thinking about this Chanukah was tinged with sadness a little bit. So maybe that's why. Interesting, the Ramban, if you remember in Parshas Vayechi, says Chanukah itself is tinged with sadness. Because the Chashmonaim shouldn't have taken the Malchus. Okay, but either way, that's a suggestion, but it's an interesting Ha'ara nonetheless. Vavadum Nei Yisrael, Kanaya, Vlevaya, Sharbeni Galusa, Chanukas, Beis Alaka, Dana, Bechedva. They made a party. They make it a Chanukas, Beis HaMikdash. They made a Chanukas, Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't they cry? Why did they only cry 18 years before, right, when they started building it? But why did they cry, right, because they thought about the earlier Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishmar Zov gives three answers. He says, number one, maybe practically. Basically, everybody had died. Right before, and there were a lot of people that were still around. But here was 18 years later. How long did they live? So how many people here remember the first Beis HaMikdash? Number one. Number two, maybe they saw the Siyata D'Shmaya that they had. With all the hindrances and the people who didn't want them to build, and they built it anyway, so they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on their side. And number three, maybe they saw the Hashras HaShechina. Once there was the Chanukah and there was a certain level of Hashras HaShechina, so maybe that's why they didn't cry at that time. But either way, they were all besimcha. They brought special karbanos. Torin Ma'ah, 100 oxen, Dichrin Masayin, Imrin Arba Arba, Tzvir Izin, Lachatos. They brought all the different karbanos. I'll call Yisrael Treyasar Luminion Shifte Yisrael. 12 Chatos, in order to be mechaper for all of the shvatim. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Important machlokas, which we don't have time to go further into now. The Ramban says that there's a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa l'doros. Whenever there's a Chanukah of a mikdash, of a mishkan, so there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to bring special karbanos. The Ramban says it's at the end of Shor HaShlishi, but I'll read it to you from the last Ramban in Parshas Naso. The last Ramban in Parshas Naso. Yitachein. Right, he's talking about all the Nisim's karbanos. Yitachein shei mitzvah l'doros sheyachanchu la'olam beis hamikdash v'mizbeach. It's a mitzvah l'doros to always be mechanech l'beis hamikdash and the mizbeach. V'lakach chasa Shlomo chanukas habayis. That's why Shlomo HaMelech made a chanukas habayis. Dichsiv v'yachanchu l'es beis halokim HaMelech v'alam. V'chein anshe knesset gedola asu chanukah our pasuk. Dichsiv avadu bnei Yisrael kohanei levi v'shavein galusa. V'chein liyemos hamashiach. And so as Yechezkel describes will be during Bayis Shlishi. So this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's fulfilled. The Ramban in B.S. Mikdash does not seem to say that. If you look in B.S. Mikdash, in Maisa Karbanos in Beis Tezvav, he doesn't say there's a chiyuv, but this is the Chanukah that they did. Vakimu Kohanaya Biflugason Belevaya Bemachlokason. They split up the Kohanim and the Leviim into their different groups, right? This is the Mishmaros. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah, Saseh Daraisa. The Chinuch follows him in Tav Kuftes. The Rabban is not so sure. The Malbim, based on a Kesef Mishnah here, says the Kohanim was split up into 24 groups, but then the Goral decided what they did every day. The Leviim were told exactly what they were going to do. That's why maybe the difference in the wording between Plugason and Machlokason. Alavidas Eloka di Yerushalayim, based on the Avodah they were going to do, Kiksav Svar Moshe. Vayazu b'nei Agolas HaPasach, and they all did the Karban Pesach. Why the Dafka doing, and we're emphasizing the Karban Pesach here, so the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Baloscha, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Shmos, discusses that Karban Pesach has a lot to do with anti-Avodah Zarah. A lot of rias to this, there's even the clearest is that there's a Havamin in the Medrash that every ger, when he becomes Jewish, should bring a Korban Pesach that day. That day, bring a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is about weaning from Avodah Zarah. Chizkiyo HaMelech had them bring Korban Pesach when he got rid of all the Avodah Zarah in his day. So here they did the Pesach by Arba'as Ra'al HaChodesh HaRishon. They all did it. It seems like there was no Pesach Sheni that year. Everybody was Zocha to be Tar. Ki Hitaru HaKonim HaLavim Ke'echad Kulam Tarim. They were all Tar. Rav Schwab wonders, he leaves the Mizrahi, and how were they all Tar? What they had? It says that the Paraduma was done by Ezra, but he wasn't there yet. So if you look in the Tosefta, the Mishnah Zohar points out, the Tosefta in Para answers this question. The Tosefta in Para in Perek Gimel, as a Machlokas Tanoim, how are they Matara themselves? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shematsu Efer Para, Sheinichul Mishmeres. Mea Para, to Kosle Beis HaMikdash. They hid some of the Para Aduma ashes in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. The ceiling had been burned, but not the walls. The walls weren't. The Meshech Chachma discusses how the Navi told them where to look. But number one, maybe they are left there and they found. And the other Pshah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Efer Par Yard Meiman Labavel, Vishavim Al Eretz Yisrael. When they came back, they brought some back from the earlier Para Adumas. Right? They had ashes with them. They knew better than they would come back one day. So either way, they were all Tahar. Vayishchatu HaPesach, and they shechted the Karban Pesach. The Pashas, the Mesudas David says it was the Levim that shechted, right? A Kohanim don't have to do the Shechita. They shechted it for all the Bnei Agolo, v'la'achem, ha'kohanim, v'lohem. V'yoch le'Bnei Yisrael l'shavim me'agolo, and they all ate. V'chol ha'nivdal mitumas goyaretz aleihem, and all the gerim, lidrosh l'Hashem elokei Yisrael. And they made the Chag HaMatzot, Shivas Yamim, maybe to emphasize, 7 days, because the past years they've been making 8 days in Golos, but this one, 7 days, b'simcha, ki simcha m'Hashem, Hashem made them happy, v'heisiv leif melech Ashur, aleihem, Hashem turned the heart of the king of Ashur. Big discussion. What do you mean the king of Ashur? Ashur was long gone. Was Daryavish being called the king of Ashur for some reason here? Question. The Hesav Levelach Ashur Aleim Lechazik Yideim. He strengthened their hands. Bimelechas Beis Elokim Elokei Yisrael. That takes us through Perek Vav. Next time, Be'ez Hashem, we learn about Ezra HaSofer. We had in the Hagdama, we spoke about Ezra, but now finally he's going to come to the scene once the Beis HaMikdash now is built. We'll stop here.